Welcome to the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Hermanson. I know it might seem cheesy or cliche, but if you've got a sleeping giant inside of you, or you just feel like you're made for more, then there's no coincidence you landed here on the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. Listen, as a girl from small town Wisconsin who decided to go all in to her dream life vision, I know how crazy it can feel to chase after wild ideas. Since leaving my 9-to-5 job in academics back in 2015 to becoming a yoga teacher, a life coach, and now a digital nomad currently living in Merida, Mexico with my husband and Labradoodle, I know that all the cheesy cliches are true. I've watched a lot of my dream life become my real life right in front of my eyes. Oh, and I've learned a whole lot about sales, business, and marketing along the way, and I want to share all of that with you. So here, you can consider me your friend and mentor. As a certified business coach, success trainer, international speaker, author, and copywriter, I've helped hundreds of coaches and entrepreneurs build, scale, and enjoy their online businesses. So here on the show, you'll find the real people, concrete tactics, and weekly motivation and inspiration to make your dream life your real life. I'm going to let you into the nooks and crannies of these dream lives and dream businesses and offer lots of real talk along the way. Because to be a true leader in whatever you're endeavoring in your life and to create a legacy that you're proud of, you need a tribe lifting you up with you on the journey. And I've made it my mission to be that partner with you. Because after all, we are all in this together. By the way, if you'd like some help improving your business and life, then we just might be able to help. Head on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com to learn more about what we do and how I might be able to personally support you and just continue this conversation in making your dream life your real life. All right, let's get to it. Hey, this is an exciting day because this is a burning question that I hear from so many coaches. And today we have an expert to talk to us about pros and cons on things like Kajabi, Carta, Teachable, ClickFunnels, like where do we put our stuff? And today we have Elizabeth Iyernova, who is a brand strategist, digital marketing expert, web and architectural designer, and the founder of Studio Classica. Elizabeth helps purpose-driven female entrepreneurs, coaches, and industry leaders to scale their business with impactful, beautiful design that attracts dream clients. And in doing so, she helps them elevate their online presence and book out their offers while creating a lasting legacy in the world. Studio Classica's team of highly skilled designers and brand strategists specialize in crafting strong, intentional brands, all-in-one Kajabi websites, as well as high-converting sales funnels and scalable coaching program launches. Elizabeth has helped numerous 6- and 7-figure coaches elevate their online brands, streamline behind the scenes of their business, and show up more confidently without being overwhelmed by tech. Like, we are kindred spirits, Elizabeth. You and I support coaches in such like similar yet different ways. I'm so excited to jam out with you today on all things this, like tech, organization, branding.
Yes. This is my favorite topic. So let's dive in. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah. And I'm always curious, and maybe if you can just give us the kind of like sound bite version of how you came into this work. So were you a coach and course creator yourself, or were you doing something totally random that led you to be what you're doing now?
Yeah, it is. So I've always been a designer in various fields. So my background is actually in architecture. That's what I studied at university and I love it. And that was the early part of our business. My husband and I both run our design business and now we have a team, but at the beginning it was just us and we started with architectural services. And then after many years of doing that, I sort of got into the world of like, okay, how to run an online business, how to run an online design studio, and how do we get clients? And I was really interested in all the marketing side of it and business, like online business tech side of it. And so from there, I also was interested in building websites. And that was the early stage of it, was just building websites for my own creative projects. And a couple of years ago, though, I wanted to kind of change what I was doing. And I signed up for a coaching program, like learn how to become a coach program. And you know, I'm really a designer at heart, but I learned so much inside that program. And after that, shortly, I was able to merge the two, where now I provide design, web design, branding, support with courses and membership creation, but providing it to coaches. And it was really a great merging because, combining two worlds, and it was a perfect match. So that's where we are today.
Yes, I can relate. I love all of that. And really, you're just like on your journey. And I love hearing the sifting and the sorting. Like you had your desires or your interests in design, and then this like coaching thing piqued your interest, and you just keep kind of like sifting and sorting. And it sounds like you've really honed in on your zone of genius of bringing what you are remarkable at, design, strategy, branding, and now getting to offer it to people that you are so passionate about. And for both of us, that's coaches. So let's move into some of the things that you're seeing on the ground, if you will. So, as you know, a lot of coaches and course creators and really like thought leaders want a place to convey themselves publicly as well as privately. Okay. So now we're starting to see this opportunity where our websites can become vehicles for marketing as well as delivery, right? So talk to us a little bit about what coaches should consider when they're starting to think about building their online assets. Because we used to, like when I started my business, I was just like, okay, I just need a website, like a landing page. And then like my membership site was something totally different. And now it's like all becoming one. So tell us like the three things that coaches should consider when they're starting to think about, you know, building their online architecture.
Yeah. So number one, the number one thing is a lot of coaches actually are just depending on social media. I'm sure you see this all the time. They're just depending on social media, specifically Instagram, let's say, or any of the platforms. And so the number one thing to think about is that's not a business strategy, and that's not going to sustain you for the long haul. And the minute something happens to one of those platforms, you know, that could really severely impact you.
I'm so snapping, Elizabeth. I am snaps to thatting.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it happen to several of my clients over the past few weeks, few months, you know, where Instagram disappears for them. But they had a website, they had sophisticated funnels running for them. They had their website working for them. They had their course and membership platforms working for them. So that didn't really impact them. But if you don't have that, that's one thing to consider is is it time for you now to take it seriously? You know, if you lost your social media, like, are you taking your website seriously to begin with? So that's one thing. another thing I would say is, depending on your business model, there's only so many hours in a day, and there's so many people you can serve, especially if you're doing one-to-one coaching. And, you know, that's what we'll probably dive into this deeper, which is, do you have other ways to serve people that don't require your time? And so for specifically a course, do you have mini courses or bigger courses available? Or do you have a membership, like some kind of monthly membership? Those are two great, just an example, but it's basically look at your time and where are you spending your time. And, there's only so many hours in a day, so many people you can serve. Is the bit structure of your business serving you to expand your impact without expanding your time? That's another thing to consider. And, from there you consider which platforms are going to serve you. And so maybe that's what we'll go into next, but depending on your business model, then you need to take a look at what are your business goals in the next 6 to 12 months? And then what are your online platforms? Because you need the tools and the tech to support you and not hinder you.
To real life it. Yes. Really, what it sounds like you're describing is what we do with our clients, where it's literally just like, put all the pieces on the table. Like, tell me your idea for all the programs you want to make. Tell me what book you're going to write. Like, because as visionaries, as creatives, coaches are so good at like generating the ideas and having the like, the ideas, or even the like recordings and the templates and the worksheets and all this stuff that they want to give people. And without like a clear strategy of like, what actually needs to be on your website? What is a now thing versus what is a next year thing? I think that's such a smart question that you touched on, is like, what are your 6 month goals? And then like, what's the 12 month goal? And like, because I get this all the time with coaches that have like all the things, and it's like, let's start with the homepage. And it's like, well, but that's going to be changing. It's like, okay, let's put all the pieces on the table. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so when coaches start to see, okay, I'm getting some clarity on my brand, I know where I'm going, I want to have a passive course, right? I want to have something that can live without me having to invest time and showing up every single time. So let's talk a little bit about real life-ing that, right? So when it comes to comparing servers, providers, there's so many options out there now. We have Teachable, ClickFunnels, WordPress, Carta, Kajabi. Like, give us some pros and cons of the options that we have.
Okay, so I get this question all the time, which is which platform should I use, or which course platform should I use, or which, you know, platform should I build my business? What's the difference between Squarespace and Kajabi, or this platform and that platform? So, and it, you know, every answer, there's no right answer. So, you know, that's not what you want to hear, but there is no right answer. But it does really depend on where you now and where do you want to go, and what specifically do you want to offer in your business? And so that is a huge thing. You really have to know that. And then it will impact, you know, which platform you choose. And I know it's like, it's hard to know, like, you don't know what you don't know until you start testing the platforms. But that's why we're here, so I can give you some tips. So, you know, if you're really focusing on courses, Kajabi is one of the best for that. It makes it life simple. It makes everything streamlined in one platform. If you're looking at a membership model, Kajabi is also a great platform for that. But it depends on what you want to offer with your model, with your membership. Sorry. If for example, if you know, we've worked with some health and fitness coaches who wanted to give a membership with recipes, and Kajabi did not support that very well. So in the end, they went with a WordPress membership. So about WordPress is, by the way, it's very much more technical platform. It's a very technical platform. And if you're not interested in figuring out the tech, just steer clear from it and find one of the other easier to use platforms. Let's see. So we mentioned Teachable. Teachable is specifically great for courses and you know, mainly courses. It is a very robust platform, but it's, you know, it's, you're not really building out your whole website there. You're not going to do your email marketing there, whereas a platform like Kajabi, you can do all those things in one. What else? Kartra, we didn't mention. Yeah. So Kartra, so this is kind of a quick overview of different things, but Kartra, yeah. My favorite thing for Kartra is memberships. That are, maybe you have monthly coaching calls, maybe you have a certain number of resources you want to give people, and you can, you know, plug in those resources. You can put those coaching call replays into Kartra, and it's a very simplistic, easy platform for your clients to use. Mm-hmm. And Kartra is also still great for building out landing pages and the whole like checkout process to onboard people. So a lot of different things to consider. You can see it's like, what is your specifically your model, like what that you want to offer.
Right. Yeah. Going back to like puzzle pieces on the table and then really knowing what you have. I think that's like a big takeaway for me. That's like, don't just like look at comparing the products, look at what you have and then decide what you want. I mean, it's kind of like dating, right? Don't just be like, oh, like he's convenient, he's cheap, he's around. It's like, no, what do I want? Does he check the boxes, right? And based on the, I guess, market research or what I know about you, is that you're jamming on Kajabi with a lot, if not all, of your clients. So, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, your teacher's pet, your favorite student over here. Like, why is Kajabi one of your favorites to work with and use?
Yes. So we do mainly specialize in working with Kajabi. But however, the reason for that, I will tell you the secret, is that, you know, I really believe in niching down and being very clear and very specific on what you're doing. And we used to be more like generalist. And, you know, I've been using WordPress for 15 years, and I personally love WordPress, but it's not the main service I promote, and I very rarely take on WordPress clients. But I love the platform, but I'm really a big believer in niching down. So, you know, in our business, we really focus on Kajabi. However, if it's not the right solution for somebody, I'm also like, I guess approach it with certain level of integrity, like that, you know, that's not the best platform for you. Actually, you know, we should build this membership on Showit or on WordPress or on some other platform. So anyways, Kajabi is a great platform though for most coaches, especially who don't want to deal with the tech and don't want to deal with too complicated of design or too complicated, like multiple systems and trying to get them all to speak together. So one of the biggest reasons that clients come to us is, up to this point, they've been DIYing it and they had their website somewhere. They had a course on something else. They had their email marketing on something else, like MailChimp. They had what else? Like, you know, things are on three or four different platforms and they're having success in their business, but they're starting to have all these platforms. It takes time and they want to do, you know, more like next level things. They want to up level their brand, but it's not allowing them to do that. And they're also starting to pay for all these platforms. So then they have all these like micro payments and they're adding up. And anyways, it's all like, it's a big mess.
Yes. And especially as someone who started my website like 7 years ago on WordPress, and I love it. I've learned a lot and I've hired a team to do the stuff I don't want to do. You all have heard me say that, you know, delegating is my addiction. But it is amazing. And I feel like I have this like software graveyard where every month I'm like asking my team, like, what is this engine? Like, why are we getting charged for these things? And I think that's so important for us as coaches to, again, go back to that longer term vision of like, are you going to be plugging things into this? And does a transition to something that has it all make the most sense? And Kajabi does it all. I've got a lot of clients that use that for their email provider and
So Kajabi is a great platform. It's all-in-one marketing and business platform that you can build out your website. You can build out your sales pages, your freebie pages to offer your lead magnets. You can set up the payments processing, like monthly payments or one-time payables. You can set up the whole, like a nice, beautiful checkout process. And then you can set up your actual coaching programs too, whether that is a course or if you just want, you know, like a client portal where you provide lots of resources, PDFs, everything. That's a place to store it all in a really nice, organized way. And it's also very easy to use. So yeah, that's one reason why I love it for our clients.
And as the like, you know, I don't know who I, whatever, as my mind of like living your dream life and not just like being stuck to figuring these things out on your own. Like I'm hearing and seeing how much having something like Kajabi installed for you, done for you, can help your users, right? Like help your clients have a more organized experience and also just like help coaches sleep better at night. Like, you know where your things are, like it's all connected and in one place. To me, that just like feels so spacious in a way. How do you see this tool helping coaches, you know, streamline or make more money or have a better life? Like, what are some of the results of implementing, Kajabi or an all-in-one sort of bundle in your business?
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's Kajabi or another like platform, okay, well, like it's kind of allows, you know, if the platform allows you to do this, then that's great, which is it really can free up your time. And one of the biggest things, like areas that people that I that, like not mistakes, but one of the biggest areas where I see that's like a time suck is when onboarding new clients and that whole process of signing up new clients, you know, from your sales page and the whole process of onboarding them until they're inside whatever the program is. And we had one client where she was manually doing all the steps and she had, you know, a 6-figure business already, but, or almost, I think at that point she was almost there, but, she had a process, the onboarding process. I asked her to write it out. It was 13 steps and she was manually doing most of those steps. Right. And the whole, like signing on the new client. So we're like, okay, write out these steps, because then what we did is transform that into most of those are automated now. Most of those happen beautifully and seamlessly, and they do not take our time. So she was saving like upwards of at least two hours every week, like multiple hours every week, not having to onboard those clients manually anymore. And now has this whole platform where she gives them the checkout page, or here's where you take the next step, put the payment down, sign up. And everything after that it will happen automatically. Like, you know, they will get a welcome email. What's the next steps? Okay. They will get their first, like, you know, homework or pre-work before starting the first coaching call. They will get the only thing that's not automated is the contract. It's always a sticky thing. It doesn't, because a contract, you need to go and manually kind of customize it. Side note. But dreamy, everything else, though,
that is dreamy. I mean, I think I have a lot of listeners now who are like into this done for you, like make it happen while I'm doing other things with my life. Like, and mm-hmm. I think it's so critical, like you said, the time that coaches get back, but mm-hmm. also how many of us can go back to that time where it's like, yay, exciting new client. And now I got to do a bunch of stuff and I got to, you know, it's like, it can take away some of that really powerful energy. And as someone who's pretty woo woo, all of this tech is such an important foundation for us to be able to live in our feminine flow and inner zone of genius. Mm-hmm. Because when we know and we can trust that, like, the foundation of the house is in place and I can walk around and play upstairs and keep growing. These are the things that are sneaky bottlenecks for coaches. Mm-hmm. Thinking they have to manually send the email and then follow up and then send the homework and then find this document. Like, I think that this is the real opportunity for visionaries to get behind, is not like, oh, I have to learn tech and I have to automate, but like, you have to build the foundation. You get to build the foundation so that you have more ease and the good energy that is actually going to grow your business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, that it gives you that freedom, that like peace of mind. And also that secures your client. I mean, because I read something like in that first 24 to 36 hours after somebody signs up, that, you know, their energy is really high. And if, depending on their experience, if it's a really positive experience, then it's like a 85% chance that they will reinvest in you or stay with you longer to work with you and become like a repeat client or provide you referrals.
Yes. Surprise and delight. Oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. And there's things you can rely on. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So how about like more on this, like on the client facing side? So how does, not just in that first, okay, good, I got my login. Like, how does Kajabi help facilitate like coaching results and client success?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Kajabi can, because it can do it all, it really allows like a dedicated place where your clients know where to go check. They know where they can go find resources. And, you know, even if a lot of coaches, you know, they have also a Facebook group, a private Facebook group for members only, let's say. But Kajabi, they can still like, oh, where's this training? Or somebody asks a question and let's say they get the same question a whole bunch of times. They can make a training, a video training, and it can live in Kajabi for, you know, forever. And they can always provide that link. Oh, go check out this video, which is inside your, you know, your membership or in your program. And that also helps you save time. You don't have to answer the same question, you know, all the time. And so it's little things like that that add up that just make a difference, you know, in your life, creating your dream life and also your clients, you know, experience working with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So coaches that are listening that are like, oh yes, help me with this. Like, this sounds exactly like what I need. What are the ways that you work with clients? Do you do courses? I know you've got some VIP days, but I'd love for you to share a little bit about what's in your suite. What are the offerings and how do you work with people?
Mm-hmm. So we have a course in progress right now, which will be launching soon, which is focused on Kajabi. I'm just going to put it out there. I haven't been talking about it at all, but it's there. You know, if you want to DIY it, that gives you really solid foundation. So that's in progress, but, you know, because behind the scenes, we're always helping our clients with their courses. And so, you know, I'm excited to finally put my own course out there. That will be my first course. But then for how we work with clients, it is really done for you services, and the VIP design day is very intense. intensive process. The work does happen in more than one day, just behind the scenes. But by the end of that VIP day, like usually we have a whole entire platforms built out in Kajabi. And so we've had people where we start brand new Kajabi account, and by the end of this VIP day experience, you know, we've built their sales page, their checkout process for the coaching program, that onboarding process I described already. And, you know, then we often build out, you know, at least something else for them. So they have ready to launch sort of sales page and an offer and a program to put out there and just attract clients.
VIP days, done for you services, just making it happen. I love that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about a taste? If people want to just kind of sample or learn more about you, do you have a gift or a way that folks can connect with you and learn even more about what you do?
Yeah. The best place to like actually see results is on our website at studioclassica.com/portfolio. And there you can actually click and see and really check out a lot of different clients we've worked with. And I think that's one of the best ways to see what is possible with Kajabi, because most of those projects are Kajabi. but if you yourself are like thinking about, you know, is this the right platform for you? Number one, you should just go test it out. Like this is true with any platform, is go test out that platform. Don't spend more than an hour or two doing it, but go test out that platform. And if you're thinking about Kajabi, we do have a really great like free checklist to help you get started. Like what are those first steps to do when you're setting up your Kajabi platform? And so our checklist, you can download that at also on our website, on our homepage, or it's at studioclassica.com with an A at the end, studioclassica.com/Kajabi-checklist. Yes.
Yeah. We'll make sure we have links to that checklist in the show notes. So generous. Yep. Kajabi/checklist. I've got that here and ready for listeners who are ready to make the move or, you know, really start to put the pieces together for all the pieces of their website or their business, both on the website side, as well as the client delivery side. And yeah, if Kajabi's looking and feeling good, Elizabeth and her team just might be the people to help you make it happen. So thank you. This is amazing. I think coaches can get a lot of clarity from your expertise here today, Elizabeth. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, listeners, until next time. And don't forget to hop on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com/show for specific goodies that we talked about today and access to continue the conversation with these guests as well as myself. I cannot wait to see what you create. Until next time.